I think it's imperative that we meet now as a committee. There's 12 members on the redress committee, and especially after the Friday night 29th announcement that the department and the government have signed off on the final details. That means the ball's been served into the council's court, and it's important that all members are briefed as best as possible to share with the electorate, because even at this late stage, there might be issues where we have still to be cautious as we approach the redress-seeking householders and have the proper brief for them.
Minister Phelan stated that the scheme will be 90% funded, but the 10% will be a cost that maybe homeowners might need to find in some cases. That will be quite a costly figure.
That's still one of the caveats that Sinn Féin see in this redress programme that's announced by the government. We have to welcome, surely, that 90% is a significant amount, and the 10% for many will also be a significant amount. And that's where we believe banks, financial institutions and the government still have a role to play. I will be meeting the chairperson of the committee, fellow in his own country, Martin McDermott. Now, the pressing with Martin, as I've pressed with the officials, this meeting needs to be called. And likewise, I think there was another significant benefit to the announcements at the weekend, and especially to Deputy Patrick McLaughlin's contribution in the Dáil Éireann, when Minister John Paul Phelan, who has a responsibility for local government, stated that in relation to the council housing stock, that he too and his government would be in favour of contributing and ensuring that there was redress for those houses as well. Nobody should be left behind, and this is a positive response.